rugged and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y, or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
Listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commission, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year that is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner at RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Money to the military here in Wisconsin, are we not?
Yes, we are. In fact, Wisconsin is the heart of the peace country of America, and had the, of a top 20 state, it had the lowest unemployment rate in the 90s in 99 at the bottom of the military spending curve. And then, of course, they foolishly tried to use military spending to buy an election, and of course, that boomeranged and got us Bush instead, you know, in 2000 and 2001 budgets, and then it was Bush's responsibility since then, and he has taken it and more than doubled the military budget since then. That small 10 or 15 or 25% increase under the last two budgets of Clinton is dwarfed, or $25 billion, I mean, it's about a 10% increase. It is dwarfed by the 300 billion now. It's more than doubled the military budget since 2000 as of last year. In this coming year, you can add another 100 billion to it. So it's just gotten way, way, way out of control.
And the Project for a New American Century, the neoconservative think tank with members like Cheney, Rumsfeld, and Wolfowitz, said that they wanted to massively increase the military budget and engage in aggressive wars, especially in the Middle East. But, of course, that couldn't happen without a new Pearl Harbor. And they made that argument in September of 2000. And guess what? 1 year later, we got our new Pearl Harbor. And I think it's important to point out that this massive increase of military spending is purely and simply the product of 9/11. And a simple question of who benefits would lead to a lot of suspicion directed at the military-industrial complex and the people who had called for a new Pearl Harbor in order to massively increase military spending. Well, we do have a caller. In fact, we have a couple on the line. First is Mike from Maryland. How are you doing, Mike?
Yes, I thank you for taking my call. Really interesting show. I'd like to read your guest's book. You're talking about being tight with money. It said that I squeeze the penny so tight that Lincoln burps.
I haven't heard that one before.
Yeah, I got a couple more, but, I squeeze the nickel so tight that the buffalo farts, you know. But at any rate, though, I shouldn't have gone there. But let me ask your guest a question. Are you saying that if we wouldn't have had such profligate spending on our military that the average income in this country would be $600,000 a year? Is that what you're saying?
Yes, that would be true if we had done that dating back to 1945. If we had kept a level of military spending as a percent of GNP double what it was for the century and a half leading up to World War II, except during wars, the peacetime average, to say 2% of GNP instead of 1% of GNP, then it still would have saved us 5% of GNP compounded for 60 years. And if you know the rule of 72, 5% goes in about 15 years to double your money. And so the economy would have doubled every 15 years. That's 16-fold over what it is now. So 40,000 average income would have been 640,000 average income instead. That is just mind-boggling, but the arithmetic is all there.
Well, let me ask you a question, though. I mean, I don't doubt that we'd have a much higher standard of living, but what's keeping countries like Japan or Western Europe, who have low levels of military spending, from having a comparable, you know, income of $600,000? Because they're relatively...
Well, the difference is Japan has had low military spending consistently, but they started way behind us. Remember, Made in Japan was a joke, kind of like a Made in China is today. You know, Made in Japan was in the 50s,
junk.
And then it became the mark of quality over time. In the year 1994, in the year 1986 or 7, I think it was 86, Japan's per capita GNP passed the United States, and by 1994, it was 40% higher than that of the United States, and it's still, as of 2000, it was 25% higher, so they're still way ahead of us, even though you hear about Japan's slump. Japan's slump is because they've taken that capital, invested in the Far East, and created a lot of competition. There's a lot of Japanese capital in China, in Korea, in Taiwan, and all over the Far East. So they've created their own competition, but, of course, they're bringing up their neighbors. And in the long run, they have a very strong economy out of the Eastern Asian region in the long run.
Sure. Well, yeah, okay, that makes sense. But, you know, and you know, the whole idea of an empire... It's kind of interesting because, like, if you look at Rome as the quintessential empire, when Rome went into Germania, they bought back slaves and furs. When they went into Gaul, they bought back cattle and slaves. When they went into Dacia, they bought back gold to enrich the empire. So basically, Rome expended quite a bit, but I would dare say that they got back a return on their investment in blood and in effort. But this so-called empire that we're embarking on.
Let me explain that, if you will.
Sure.
I'll explain the Roman situation. Yes, you know, at one point in time, Rome was 50% slaves and 50% free people.
Sure.
So they captured a lot of people, and they kept their economy going with slaves. How is America keeping its economy going today? One of the things is, there's about a 3% growth rate over and above adjusting for the military spending, which is rather an exact and precise calculation over time. I've got a model, 60-year model of the U.S. economy that's 99.9% accurate based on military spending as a direct reduction dollar for dollar in the economic growth rate. But what's kept us going is that we are the center of activity in the world. And all the brain power of the world tends to go here. And we've been the all roads lead to Rome of the modern era, all roads lead to America. And right now we've gone from 3% first-generation immigrants in our country in 1970 to 12% first-generation immigrants as of about 2005. In 2000, it was 11%. So we've had a massive wave, and 75% of that is not the poor Mexican kind. It's the rich, the doctors, the engineers, the businessmen from all over the world. We're taking the best and the brightest and only allowing them entry into America. This is why the bottom 90% of American society has shown no growth, and no net growth for more than a generation since the 70s in their income, and certainly in the recent years under Bush, that's been true. Especially, there was a little blip upward in the 90s because we cut our military spending in half then, but generally we've had a frozen, stagnant society for the 90% of us, and only the rich are getting richer, and some of those are from... Those are elites from around the world that have moved here and have the best jobs.
Yeah, and our actual unemployment rate is more like 12 to 15%, and not the 2% that they claim. But But also, too, if you look at how who benefits from our adventures overseas, it's Israel and the banksters. Because if you look at Alan Green, I call him Alan Green scam, and people like Schwarzkopf and Colin Powell, Norman Schwarzkopf from the First Gulf War, they're all getting world titles from England. So that shows you who's benefiting from our adventures overseas. And we're doing this for global governance, for the UN. We just aren't wearing the blue helmets. And I think with the way our Congress is, how they're bribed and blackmailed to vote, do the bidding of the global corporations, I think it's eventually going to be like the movie Rollerball, where Congress is just basically abolished and the Capitol building is just turned into a museum, and the only people that vote are the ones that hold certain amount of stock in the corporations. We'll go to a direct fascist society.
Well, if you've noticed that what's happened in Congress since the Democrats taken over, essentially nothing.
No.
It's irrespective of who's in charge, because the joke in Europe is, why does America have two right-wing parties? I mean, they're corporate control.
Sure.
There's a kinder and gentler corporate party, that's the Democrats, and then there's a ruthless corporate party, and that's the Republicans. So that's your choice.
Well, we're basically going into receivership as a nation. That's why in 1971, when Nixon closed the gold window, you know, did you ever ask yourself, why would such a ruthless, evil man as Nixon basically be the progenitor of the environmental movement, of these set-asides of all these wilderness areas in the West, where west of the Mississippi, like 40 to 50% of our land is a protected environment? Well, that's collateral for the debt when we eventually default on...
It is through the use of ritual that evil gets power. What do you think those people do at Bohemian Grove? It is ritual. They gather and perform ritual with evil intent. The more vile the ritual, the greater the evil that comes from it. This is done to spread their evil influence and control over our lives. Legend has it that the Knights Templar found the Holy Grail, and it was this that made them so powerful. Can we really believe they found the Holy Grail in their dig at the Temple of Solomon? What they most likely found was the occult knowledge of the greatest magician of all, Solomon. This is what turned the Templars from monks into masons. We, ordinary people, can use these same principles and empower ourselves to obtain protection and favors. The Bible is loaded with examples of how ritual was used by prophet and angel. Ritual prayer is an effective way of getting results. We can use it to bring positive results to one's family, community, and even nation. For more information and ordering on the book, The Power of Ritual Prayer, go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner. Call 215-500-2972.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people are reporting improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Just don't treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions, and it's very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that number, 866-885-6625.
Introducing the new Blueprint Water Unit. This one-of-a-kind water technology uses natural frequencies to clean harmful toxins from your drinking water. We start with one of the best four-stage reverse osmosis systems. Then we retrofit the Blueprint water system with twin vortices. This primary technology is designed to clear harmful water memory. We then imprint Blueprint frequencies harmonic to the human body. This is the only known living water recreated by live essence infusion. According to reports from users, the water helps balance the body's internal pH. Others have said the water has helped promote weight loss through detoxification. This water is so good, your body begins to crave its healthy input. For more information, call Natural Solution toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625.
So completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commission, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
It's been too long since we took the time. No one's to blame. I know time flies so quickly. But when I see you, darling, it's like we both are falling in love again. It'll be just like starting over. Starting over.
Welcome back to True Jihad Radio. I'm Kevin Barrett, doing the show every Saturday night here on RepublicBroadcasting.org, where you can go and find out about Republic Trading Group, which is still handing out silver and gold in return for that increasingly worthless green paper that they call cash. As Helicopter Ben dumps that stuff from helicopters, it's going to lose some of its value. You might want to trade it in for something a little bit more priceless. So, Bob, I really found the range of writings that you've done that are available at your website is pretty, it's impressive. You've got a kind of a larger, broad scale, holistic look at the issues of empire that I think really needs to be get gotten out there. People need to take a look at this. And one of the interesting articles that stepped off the beaten track of the economic analysis was the Jesus Before Christianity by Albert Nolan. Your meditations on that book and your article Jesus and Empire. I've been reading some other approaches to this. David Griffin, of course, has talked about the evidence that Jesus was kind of an anti-empire rabble-rouser. And I thought your essay was a very good reading of the Gospels. Do you want to summarize your view of Jesus?
Yeah. Jesus was against the domination system. You know, when he talks about the Pharisees and the rich, you know, the rich man getting through the eye of a needle is like getting into the kingdom of heaven kind of thing. When he talks about the Pharisees being hollow sepulchres full of dust and bones, and when he praises somebody who gives a small donation because that's all she can afford, and rather than the Pharisees who gives donation in front of everybody and gets their reward on earth, not in heaven, as Jesus would point out, these phonies that just want to look big and all that. Well, he sees through all that, and in a way, I think the movie Titanic kind of crystallizes the message. The message is being in touch with human beings is where life is and where enjoyment of life is and where we all enjoy our families and our friends and so forth. And the richer your life, the more you are connected to more human beings of all kinds, rich, poor, whatever, as Jesus was. And so you have that kind of rich life to choose from, or you can have the narrow life of just the country club and people who take advantage of other people to become richer and so forth, and that kind of life. And that's a poorer life because you're cutting yourself off from your fellow man. You're creating your own hell by separating yourself from the.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
The Berkeleyite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. 9200.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Pinch me, Bill. I can't believe it. A few months ago, I couldn't even afford gas for my car. And here we are with season tickets on the 50-yard line.
I know what you mean, John. I remember the day you saw my new car and asked me if I robbed Bill Gates. Our lives sure have changed since we discovered DidYouRobBillGates.com.
I was struggling to make ends meet. Now I've got a new car and a college fund for Lisa when she graduates from high school next year. And I owe it all to you because you told me about DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Hey, John, we all win when the money problems disappear. I want to tell everybody because the more people we have on the success team, the better it works. It's hard for the little guy these days. We pool our resources to level the playing field.
So the more people that go to www.DidYouRobBillGates.com, the more cash for everybody. What a concept.
Comes before a fall. As you sow, so you shall reap. The meek shall inherit the earth. Empire corrupts itself and brings about its own downfall. Love is the way, the truth, and the life. Blessed be. Hey, that's pretty inspired writing for an economist.
Well, it took 4 years. It took 4 years of study of the Gospels in addition to reading that book, which was the book was an epiphany, but going through it line by line with a small group of other like-minded people who are really determined to try to figure out what Jesus really meant by reading his words in the Gospels and not all his secondhand interpretations that we've gotten over the 2,000 years of drift. It started with the Roman Empire taking over the Christian religion in, 300 A.D., it started getting perverted then, and the chase of dollars, the rich people can contribute more to your church, and so you get these these antichrist type of Christians making money off of people and milking the flock for money and speaking the upper middle class values instead of the real values of Jesus, that's where the church goes the wrong way and gets perverted over time.
Well, I agree. In fact, as a Muslim, I find that Islam makes that critique of the decay of a certain side of Christianity and Judaism. Islam sees itself as having been necessary. That is another revelation from God had to happen precisely because Christians and Jews had cut themselves off from God, had allowed power to develop power hierarchies within their religious organizations. They developed priests and rabbis, ecclesiastical bureaucracies. And Islam tells us that it's really about fellowship as equals under God. At least that's what it's supposed to be, although I suppose that Islam has had its own issues with people misinterpreting it over time.
Well, I like the broad interpretation, the Baha'u'llah, the world peace religion that's oppressed in Iran, has this interpretation that they say every 600 years you have great leaders. So you have Moses in 600 B.C. and Buddha in the Far East in 600 B.C. And then you have Jesus, of course, at the turn, at the zero year. And then 600 years later you have Muhammad. And then at about 1263 or so, you have Nichiren Shushu in Japan, the leading Japanese Buddhist sect today, the largest group in Japan.
There was a real flowering of mysticism in Spain, both Islamic mysticism and Christian and Jewish mysticism about 1200 also.
And then, of course, you have Baha'u'llah in about the 1860s or so. So,
interesting. You're not going to convert me to Baha'i, but I find their teachings to be relatively congenial, and we'll have to talk about that when we come back from this very quick break. So stick around, we shall return.
Hey.
Introducing the new Blueprint Water Unit. This one-of-a-kind water technology uses natural frequencies to clean harmful toxins from your drinking water. We start with one of the best four-stage reverse osmosis systems. Then we retrofit the Blueprint water system with twin vortices. This primary technology is designed to clear harmful water memory. We then imprint Blueprint frequencies harmonic to the human body. This is the only known living water recreated by live essence infusion. According to reports from users, the water helps balance the body's internal pH. Others have said the water has helped promote weight loss through detoxification. This water is so good, your body begins to crave its healthy input. For more information, call Natural Solution toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year that is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner at RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Truth Jihad Radio. I just finished breaking the Ramadan fast. We're talking interfaith relations here, at least for a moment, with today's guest, Bob Roeschlein of RealEconomy.com. And I think there is a relationship here between the kind of culture of domination that Jesus was preaching against, and I would add that Muhammad was preaching against, and Moses was preaching against, and a lot of other folks too, and what we're seeing around us as these militarized values in the USA seem to creep into places like law enforcement and schools. That recent incident where a young man was tasered for asking John Kerry some pointed questions seems to illustrate the way that a certain kind of culture of domination has crept into the minds of these police folks, police creatures, I guess I should call them, because I don't think they're fully at the level of men and women, so let's call them you know, police creatures who you know, throw some kid on the ground and taser him just for asking a question. Bob, I did respond to that by putting together a website called wherethelive.org, which will hopefully have posted the home addresses of those police creatures and also other people who abuse their power in an attempt to use the architecture of the Internet to equalize the power playing field, because they know where we live, so why shouldn't we know where they live? And the purpose, of course, is to facilitate peaceful and legal demonstrations on public property in front of the residences of people who abuse their power. Sound like a plan?
Yeah, it does. You know, the basic framework between the growth society and the empire society is that you have the basic human needs, need for affiliation, need for achievement, and need for power. And the need for power is empire, and it exacerbates control issues. Control and dominance and power all go together, and they rise and manifest in empire over a long period of time. They become the dominant thread running through the society. And likewise, when you have a growth society, achievement, you know, with engineers, you know, coming up with innovations and products, and people growing and prospering and having better and better lives over time. That's a happy society, a low crime society, a satisfied society. And income inequality is lower in such a society, mainly because the bottom doesn't fall out of the bottom, people.
And that's pretty important, because when the bottom falls out of the bottom, then the bad effects caused by that not only cause suffering for the people directly affected, but they can spread out and cause bad effects for other people as well, besides the bad effect of just having this on our conscience.
Well, the selfishness, you know, we're going to dominate the world. We're going to have huge amounts of military spending when 10% of that could eliminate world hunger and most of the waterborne diseases that are the biggest killer on the planet. We could eliminate those with less than 10% of what we spend on the military. So, and it would come back to us in good ways. If we have better health for the planet, we'll have less diseases, the Ebolas, all the freaky diseases that are rising up around the world, and could come back and haunt us and create new plagues or whatever. You know, they're getting rid of polio. They've gotten rid of smallpox some time ago, except for in the weapons labs, you know, in Iowa, Ames, Iowa, where the strain came that they used against Tom Brokaw and the leader of the Democrats in the Senate at that time and things like that.
Right. That was U.S. military anthrax that was sent to Tom Daschle and Patrick Leahy, who were in a position to block the Patriot Act and possibly even investigate 9/11. And it was rather coincidental how those two guys happened to get this U.S. military anthrax from Fort Detrick, Maryland, in the mail, as did the photo editor of a Florida tabloid who had been publishing scurrilous photos of Bush's drunken daughters.
Well, thank you for the deeper information on that. Yeah, but that's exactly what you expect. Empire and control and dominance, and you look at the history of the CIA, one of the principal institutions of empire, and in 1947, right after World War II, we did not have a spy network in the Soviet Union, but guess who did? The Nazis did. So we took over a lot of those Nazi agents as our spy network in the Soviet Union. And that became a dominant thread in the CIA and the way we treated third world governments ever since. You know, like getting rid of the leader of Iran, the democratically elected leader of Iran in 1954, and countless other examples, you know, of things that have come back and haunted us time and again during the Cold War and beyond.
Right. Well, William Blum, it calls this the American Holocaust. If you Google up William Blum, B-L-U-M, you'll find this. And he argues that somewhere between maybe 3 and 10 million people have been murdered in U.S. military and CIA intervention since World War II. And his book on that subject is called Killing Hope. So if you Google William Blum, B-L-U-M, or Killing Hope, you'll find out about that sorry history. And it does seem that in a just universe, there will be some reaping, according to the kind of death that the U.S. empire has been sowing. I wonder, Bob, whether you agree with me. I know we've discussed this a little bit before, but whether the 9/11 truth would have the possibility of discrediting militarism and empire in a way that nothing else really could. That is, if we could fully expose the fact that 9/11 was a false flag operation perpetrated by people in the U.S. military-industrial complex and allied intelligence agencies for the purpose of doubling the military budget and launching these insane wars, whether this knowledge would change the climate of public opinion enough to actually permit a rollback of the militarism and the culture of domination that you've been talking about.
Well, I think it could. One example of where extreme militarism had a boomerang effect is World War II itself. And the reason that attendance in churches is about 5 or 10% in Europe and maybe 50% in the United States by comparison is that Europe was really appalled by the way the church went along with the Nazis in World War II and really didn't do a lot of good things. And they abolished the death penalty as well because of the way it was abused by the Nazis. So these things do tend to boomerang and change things. In fact, the 30 Years' War some things around the Napoleonic era with Switzerland, the 30 Years' War with Sweden, led to centuries of peace in those countries because how terrible the war experience was at one point in time.
And I think Americans are going to be sick of this.
People will wake up and choose a different path.
Well, I would sure hope so, but it does seem to me that these 9/11 wars are heading down a slippery slope to complete disaster, and we're facing a choice between out-and-out complete total fascism with people like you and me being thrown behind barbed wire and the Internet being taken down and get jackboots at people's doorsteps versus this collapse of this culture of domination and the military-industrial complex. Those are really the two choices that are coming up as the 9/11 wars, their attempt to prop up the dollar and the U.S. empire, are shown to be such an abject failure. But I still think that 9/11
truth is the
issue. Well, I don't
think it's two choices necessarily. Is what I'm saying is that, like you live by the sword and you die by the sword, Jesus said, and many have said, it's in the Old Testament as well, and I'm probably in the Quran as well, but you find that these things boomerang, and the law of giving, the new book out by Clinton, he cites the power of giving and the wonderful power that can bring on the earth when people are positive.
Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Do you know that you can go solar for under $1,200 now? Hi, this is Ken Solar. As you may have heard by now, I've been designing alternative energy packages for over a decade. The solar power generators that I produce will get you all the solar power you need for your household essentials. Your refrigerator, your freezer, lights, fans, electric blankets, TV, radio, clocks, phones, computers, and a lot more. No gas, no fumes, and they're totally silent. Each solar power generator comes complete with everything you'll need, including the solar panel, a 3,000-watt peak inverter, a step-by-step quick setup sheet, and battery backup. I reached that point in my life where I just didn't want to have to rely on everyone else anymore. You know, power companies, government. Anyway, getting yourself free from the utility grid is a lot easier than you might think. Are you ready to go solar? Give me a call now at 239-677-3073. Or order them on my website at a 10% discount on kensolar.com. That's kensolar.com.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
Water recreated by Life Essence Infusion. According to reports from users, the water helps balance the body's internal pH. Others have said the water has helped promote weight loss through detoxification. This water is so good, your body begins to crave its healthy input. For more information, call Natural Solution toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625.
Broadcasting.org. This is Kevin Barrett at Truth Jihad Radio playing those mind games, jiu-jitsu against the 9/11 perps. Yeah, that's what the Truth Jihad is all about, folks. Coming back at them, but doing it honorably and cleverly and hopefully effectively so we can use 9/11 to wake people up to the reality of this horrific culture of domination and its militaristic empire. And scale that back and rebuild a human culture that is fit for human life. All right, we do have a caller, and it's somebody that I know, and I think you even know her too, Bob. It's Joanne. Come in, Joanne. How you doing?
Hello. Hello, I'm calling from Whitewater. I've got a Whitewater, Wisconsin. I've got a question for you, too, about American Empire. You've been talking about American Empire, and I'm wondering how far it extends. Been hearing a lot about what's been happening in terms of extension to Canada and Mexico, respectively, and vast continental highways that would be connecting Canada and Mexico through the United States. And I'm just wondering what you think of as the shape of American Empire, if we will be in a one big North American empire and not just the United States quite shortly.
Well, what do you think about that, Bob? Is NAFTA going to become a super North American European Union style superstate?
Well, I think that's part of what they're trying to do. You know, already Canada and the United States are virtually the same country. 30% of Canadian economy.
It's true.